You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, joined by Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us. We've had quite a little bit of rainfall in our part of the world. Can you tell me what it looks like across the whole of the growing region?
Pretty much the same pattern is going to continue. We've seen a lot of rain in a lot of different areas over the last couple of weeks. And we're going to continue to see a number of significant rain events over the next 2 weeks. Now, there will be a little bit of a break here with no rain once we get rid of the showers in the eastern Corn Belt today. It'll stay dry tomorrow. It will be dry on Saturday. But then rain starts to show back up in the northern plains come Sunday and Monday. Then we see a few thunderstorms in the Corn Belt Monday and Tuesday. And then we see a few more thunderstorms in different areas of the plains and Corn Belt Wednesday and Thursday. So quite a bit of rain over the next week, but it'll be a little more scattered, still generally around 0.5 inch to 1.5 inches in any given location.
Is this atypical of spring in the United States or more typical?
Well, the weather that we have coming up over the next week is fairly typical, where you see a thunderstorm cluster here and there. It dries out, it rains. Not everybody gets hit all at the same time. But the reason that it is a little bit atypical is that we're just in a real wet pattern here over the last 2-3 weeks. We see this normal pattern over the next week, but then after that, there's a number of signals that suggest that starting up next weekend and into the following week, we'll get back into that wet pattern. So if you put all of this together and you look at it from the perspective of the last 4 to 5 weeks, then you start to come to the conclusion that we're in a wet pattern. We're staying wet. This will continue through the middle, maybe even into the last third of April. And then you start saying to yourself, well, when is this going to end? Of course, at some point it will end, but we just don't see that ending in the near term.
Speaking of wet, things in South America, Argentina in particular, have been a little on the wet side, and we've heard some about that as it relates to their harvest. What can you tell me?
Well, they've seen a lot of rain in the far western growing areas of Argentina over the last couple of weeks. A couple of areas even reported more than 10 inches of rain, so that's a lot of rain. As we go forward, the concern that we have is that there will be a lot more rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Now, it won't rain in all of Argentina over that entire period, but there will be a number of rain chances throughout that window, and that's simply because a very large upper-level system moves over Argentina. It swirls for a couple of days, and then it exits. So once the system exits, it turns a lot drier starting on Tuesday and then continuing for another 7 to 10 days after that. We just need to get through this first rain event coming up this weekend and early next week, and then after that, things start to dry out and also turn a lot cooler. So wetness will not be a big issue in Argentina once we're talking a week from today.
And in Brazil?
Brazil will turn a little bit drier as we go forward. Remember that they have a distinct dry season and a distinct wet season. The dry season typically begins in earnest in about 4 to 6 weeks, and we'll see the first flash of that coming up next week. Now, it's been wet in most of Brazil over the last several weeks and several months. So second crop corn is pretty much in good shape, we would have to guess, especially as you move north into the concentrated regions. So even though it's drying out, we just don't see a lot of reason to be concerned about it right now.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome, Todd.
And of course, Mike Tenorum. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.